Well, back in the U.S., Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, known for his hard stance on illegal immigration, will be in court tomorrow to see if that stance has put him in contempt of court. He's accused of violating a judge's order that he stop some of his enforcement practices. Jude Jaffe Block of KJZZ's Fronteras Desk, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network, has been following this story. And Jude, remind us where tomorrow's hearing had its roots, a lawsuit that dates back to 2008.
That's right. That's when a group of Latinos, many of them U.S. citizens, sued Sheriff Arpaio. They said his immigration enforcement efforts were unfairly targeting them, leading to racial profiling. The case went to trial, and then 2 years ago, the judge agreed with them. He found systematic racial profiling and put the sheriff's office under a court order to prevent profiling in the future.
Okay, and this was the court order. If he violated it, he'd face contempt of court. So remind us what that means, to be in contempt of court.
Right. So if a judge tells you to do something, you don't do it, you can be found in contempt. And the judge can order sanctions, like fines intended to force you to comply. So Arpaio and four members of his staff right now are facing civil contempt. But the judge has also said he could wind up referring this issue to a federal prosecutor who could pursue criminal contempt charges. And those penalties could be even more fines that they'd pay personally or even incarceration.
And so remind us what Sheriff Arpaio is accused of doing when this hearing starts tomorrow. He was told again to stop this systematic racial profiling. What is it alleged that he did?
So probably the most egregious violation dates back to a court order from 2011. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office had a policy of detaining immigrants and turning them over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement for deportation. But in 2011, even before the trial, the judge said the sheriff didn't have the authority to detain immigrants unless they were suspected of breaking state laws. But now we know that the leadership at the sheriff's office never told deputies to stop making those detentions, so they continued.
And what is Sheriff Arpaio saying about all of this? And by the way, we remember him as someone who was incredibly outspoken. He was cited by a lot of politicians with equal thinking. He formed a posse, kind of an elite squad, which has now been disbanded, to crack down on what they thought were illegal immigrants. What's his tone now?
So this hearing that starts this week has been in the works for a while, and it's no secret that Arpaio really wanted to reach a settlement instead of going through with the hearing. So we heard a different tone from Arpaio. He actually came forward, along with his chief deputy, admitted that they did violate the court orders and they could be found in contempt of court. They were trying to reach a settlement, and so that's why they made those admissions. As part of that, they even offered to establish a fund to pay damages to immigrants they wrongfully detained. Plus, they offered to personally donate $100,000 out of their own pockets to an organization working for Latino civil rights.
Why the change?
Well, I think what's going on here is that the sheriff really wanted to avoid this hearing because this will be 4 days where officers will be testifying about who did what, who did or did not know about the judge's orders. I mean, I told you about one violation, but there are a number of other ones on the table. There are three violations. And so embarrassing details could come out and potentially legally damaging details could come out. And the judge will be deciding whether or not to pursue criminal charges based on what he hears. So, you know, these criminal sanctions could potentially be on the table. So it makes a lot of sense that the sheriff would have tried to avoid it with a settlement.
Does anyone really think that this tough, colorful sheriff will actually be criminally charged and serve time?
Well, I mean, certainly a lot of people in the Latino community, that's what they're hoping for now that that's been sort of suggested as a possibility. A lot of folks believe that would be what justice would look like. I think it's very hard to see. It will really depend on what we see happening in this hearing. Certainly, the sheriff has been striking this new tone, a more apologetic tone, taking responsibility for what he did, in the hopes of maybe suggesting to the judge that he's turning over a new leaf.
And those hearings start tomorrow. Jude Jaffe Block of KJZZ's Fronteras Desk, a part of the Here and Now Contributors Network, will be following this. Jude, thank you.
Thank you.